Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Lone Wolf Patriot Radio. All right, everybody. Welcome to Lone Wolf Patriot Radio. My name is Ken Johnson. We're going to get on with the show, tell you what it's about. Basically, this is about, well, the first show is my premiere episode. I'm going to fill you in with a little bit of details on what made me become a Lone Wolf Patriot. You hear the word Lone Wolf, and usually you hear some whacked out nut job going off the hinge. That's not what the case is. What I'm doing is showing people that you can be a patriot and be a patriot by yourself. You don't need to surround yourself by these groups. You don't need to be a member of a group. You can do it by yourself. Reasons why I did this, let's go back to, 2014, I think it was, when they had the bikers and the truckers shutting down Washington, D.C., and Bikers for America, I believe, was going to build their own social media website. And then they wanted to charge people to join it. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I work hard for my money. I'm not going to give it away to be a patriot. And then the years go by. I drifted in and out. Black Lives Matter, and they're all their protests, which ended up being mainly riots, got me going, got me fired up, got me wanting to oppose people. And then what else had happened? Antifa come around with all their protests and riots. Then you got the election coming up, and you got Trump, who rallied behind America and become patriots again. Were they always there? Yeah, they were. They've always been there, but they got people to rally behind them. I'm going to turn on chat. I forgot to do that. So if you're in chat room, welcome. Chat is loading for me. If you are new to Blog Talk Radio, be sure to sign up for an account. Follow this channel. I'll be doing this show regular weekly basis. Anyways, let's get back to what we were talking about. I was talking about Trump running for presidency and getting people more and more involved in being patriots and whatnot. And then I was introduced to an organization, a company. Well, not a company. I was introduced to a group of patriots. And these patriots would go out and oppose the left, let's say, because basically that's what it is. They would oppose the left. And it started with me watching the riots at Berkeley, Antifa trash in Berkeley. And then Antifa round two popped off, and you started seeing patriots show up and kicking ass and taking names. Which was cool. It's about time somebody finally did that, because the hooligans with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the anarchists were just running rampant, doing whatever they wanted to do, trashing towns that they lived in, some of them not even living there. Let's face it, a lot of them were shipped in to be agitators. And I started following these different groups of people that were going. And there was one group in particular, and I'm not going to bring up names of groups. I'm not here to trash talk anybody by no means. But I started getting involved with this one particular group of patriots. And they decided to open up chapters in every state. So I saw this as an opportunity to get my state active in it, because where I live here in Kansas, I think I'm the only person that knows who and what Antifa is. So I thought this was a great idea for me to get involved and to be able to travel around locally throughout the state and get involved in the Patriot movement. To be honest, it was hard to get people involved in Kansas. Still very hard. Now, we had known from the beginning that this group was going to drift off of Facebook. And once again, like Bikers for America did back in 2014, we're going to open up their own website where they could organize from. And I thought that was a great idea. So I was all for that. And you were going to have to vet people, which is another good idea. Because let's face it, a lot of the protests that these people have been going to stand against Antifa, they were going to protests that were announced from Antifa satire sites. So they needed to vet information a little better, and the website was a really great way to do that, I thought. But then when it was time to finally open up that and they wanted to vet you, there was a $45 membership fee. I'm like, what? What is this money being used for? Was the first question I had. And I was aggravated. I didn't want to talk to anybody about it. So I told another person in the group, look, I'm bowing out. In our local group, I can't do this. When you start charging money for people to be a patriot, that's it. I can't do it. Do a little math for you. Let's say they had 4,000 followers on Facebook. Granted, all 4,000 followers are not going to pay up the money. Me being one of them wasn't going to happen. I apologize if anybody is in the chat room. My chat room is not loading for some reason. So let's say half of them don't. 2,000 people will pony up the money. $45 a person, that's $90,000. I'm like, what in the world is that money going to go for? The next day, the person that I had talked to had gotten with me and said, hey, look, I want to explain to you what I was told from one of the higher ups, what the money was going to be used for. It was going to be used for background checks. Okay, me and my wife used to run an apartment complex. We did background checks. We paid $100 a year for background checks, unlimited background checks. Not to mention with the World Wide Web, you can pretty much do a background check on anybody for free. So, okay, let's say we're not going to use a free website. We're going to use the same website that my wife and I did managing the apartments. That's $100. What is the other $89,900 going for? And then I saw other people in the higher up saying the money is going to be used for this. And then another person saying the money is going to be used for this. It was like the money was going everywhere and I couldn't see it. So I'm not going to pay anybody to be a patriot. I'll be a lone wolf patriot. I'll go to events that I want to go to by myself. I'll stand alongside of these people that are paying money, and I'll stand alongside of these people that are charging money. But I'm not going to pay to be a patriot. It's just not going to happen. So I got to thinking to myself, what can you do? If you're not part of a member, can you actually do it by yourself? If you're not a member of a group, if you don't have 2,000 people with you, it's just you. Are you going to be able to make a difference? Can one person stand up and do something? Absolutely. Absolutely. One person can stand up and do something. So I decided Lone Wolf Patriot was the way to go. I want to backtrack a little bit. Other things that I've been hearing on Facebook. Facebook is one of the largest places I've noticed for these patriot movements. They live stream the events on Facebook. And if you ever notice, they're always buffering. They're always getting shut down. They're always getting deleted. They're getting banned. It seems like everybody on the right is getting shut down over there. I kept on telling one person, he kept on trying to stream from Austin, Dude, stop streaming on Facebook. They're just shutting you down. Go to YouTube. And sure enough, he did go to YouTube. And the reason why I said they kept shutting him down is because I was on Facebook's live stream map, and there were a bunch of people in the Austin area streaming. Not all streaming that. There were people streaming basketball, baseball, fishing, just people streaming random stuff. And I noticed that the people that were streaming random stuff had perfect streams. The people that were streaming on the right were getting buffered. Tells me that Facebook was messing with their stream. That's just me. I'm a paranoid freak. But anyways, I said, go to YouTube. Stream it there. And he went to YouTube and streamed it. Hey, 20 minutes. Perfect. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. And you could also, instead of charging people that $45, become a member of your Patriot movement on all these live events that you're on, all these live streams that you're streaming, and these events that you're going to. You could do them over at YouTube and turn on the super chat. And that's a good way to make the money. The people that can afford to donate the money can donate the money. Like me, I can't afford to give up even $45. As small as it is, I cannot afford to give up $45 to be a member of a Patriot group. So that leaves me out. I can't be a part of the group, I guess. Did I ask if I could bypass it? No. And the other thing I thought to myself was, if it's for the background checks, like I said, anybody can do a background check on anybody on the internet. You're going to find out some information. You're probably not going to find out all of it, but you'll find out the information. Every state that I know of has a registered sex offender database that you can search for free. You can search just about anything you want to online for free. All you got to do is look. Why couldn't you take the people that were not able to pay and say, hey, look, in lieu of you paying, I need you to do this many background checks a month for us. Plain and simple. Free labor. Somebody's getting a chance to do their part. Another thing that was making me mad about a lot of these people on Facebook in these Patriot groups, I kept hearing the same thing pop out of their mouth a lot of times. Well, I was in Austin. Why weren't you there? You're nothing but a fakeriet. Because I can't afford to go to an event. That makes me any less of a patriot than you. No, that makes me not have as much money as you. That makes me not have as much free time as you. That makes me not have as much, or it makes you not have as much responsibility as me, because for the simple fact is, I've got people at home that I have to take care of. I've got a disabled wife that I have to take care of, that I can't just leave and drop a hat to go protest somewhere. So being called out for not going to these events was really aggravating. And in case you wonder every once in a while what that whistle is, I vape. So that's me hitting my vape. So it aggravated me the way that patriots were treating patriots. That you were less of a patriot if you didn't go to these events. That you were less of a patriot if you couldn't go to these events or something. I don't know what it was, how I could be less of a patriot. So I got racking my mind. I'm done with these groups. I'm done trying to promote these groups. I'm not going to promote groups. I'm going to promote Lone Wolf Patriots. There's so many different things that you can do as a patriot out of your own house. You don't have to leave your house. Sure, it would be beneficial. But there are a lot of things that you can do without leaving your own house to be a patriot. Now, with that being said, let me clear something up. There is a huge difference between being a patriot and being patriotic. A patriot is going to do something. A patriot is going to hang a flag out on their front porch or patriotic person is going to hang a flag out on their front porch. So you have to do things. The first thing you really need to do is surround yourself in your local community. Forget about changing the world. You're not going to change the world by yourself. Chances are these large groups of patriots are not going to change the world. They're probably not even going to change America. Over time, maybe. Going to one protest, no chance in hell. With the proper promotion, you can get these protests and counter-protests brought to the forefront of some people, even though mainstream media is not going to cover it the way you want them to cover it. You have to search out the not mainstream media, I guess. I don't know what the hell you call it. You have to search out the people that you know are going to promote your story in your way. It's the same way mainstream media does it. It's just in the opposite. But the thing is you're going to be able to get your side told. So anyways, forget about going to these large protests. I mean, if you can go, go. But if you can't go, I'm talking to the person who can't go. I'm talking to the person that works a 9-to-5 job for minimum wage or a little bit more that can't afford to go. I'm talking to the person that's got a house full of mouths to feed, an electric bill and a mortgage hanging over their head that they can't afford to go. I'm talking to the person that is told you're not a patriot if you don't go to these events. I'm talking to the person that wants to make a change but can't go to these events and feels like that they can't make a difference. You can. It's all in how you do it. Like I said, forget about saving the world. You're not going to save the world. Start small. Start in your own house. Once you get the affairs straightened up in your nest, then you can start going to other nests. For starters, let's say you got a kid. Do you know what your kid's being taught in public school if your kid's going to public school? If your kid's being taught things that you don't think they should be taught, such as the Muslim belief, you see that popping up a lot. That kids are being taught about the Muslim religion. If that's something you don't want your kid learning, you don't want your kid learning the Muslim religion, you have the right to pull your kid out of that school and homeschool them. You also have to go to your school board meetings and let your voice be heard. Let your friends in the community know, hey, do you realize our kids are being taught this? Are you okay with this? No, you're not. Come with me. So like I said, start with your own nest, then branch out. Start with the school board. If you got a kid in school, see what your kid's being taught. Figure out what you can do to make an impact. City meetings, they have them all the time. Are you aware of what's going on in your local city meetings? Do you know what's going on? I'm going to give you a perfect example why it's important to know what's going on in your city meetings. Like I said, I'm a vapor. I vape. A few years back, they were talking about banning public use of vapor products in the state of Kansas and different areas. Not the state of Kansas, but in different areas of the United States that were talking about banning it from public places, such as bars, restaurants, motels. They were going to make it anywhere you can't smoke, you couldn't vape. Now, I was a vape advocate, so I would go out and try to talk to people about it. Well, what happened was I called my local city clerk and I said, hey, I need to know. Is there anything on the books about banning e-cigarettes, vapor products in public? Well, What's vapor products? What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about, the guy says. I had a little talk with him and told him, well, hey, can you do me a favor? If this ever comes up on the books, can you email me and let me know so that I can go and have my voice heard? Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah, the next month it came up on the books because I brought light to it. It came up on the books. And, of course, they didn't tell me. And, of course, the ban went through immediately. But the point here is to be active in your community, to know what's going on in the board meetings, to know what's coming up. Not only to know what's coming up, look back in the records to see what's happened, because you can see a pattern building. And if you look back at what's been going on in the past city meetings, you might be able to see a pattern, see where things are going. And things may not be going the way that a good patriot wants them to go. So it's up to you to nip it in the bud as soon as you can. It's up to you to go to these meetings and let your voice be heard. And don't go alone. Inform your friends, inform your neighbors, inform your community of what you think is going on, what you see is going on, and network with people and get those people to go with you. Emails, phone calls, load them up with everything you can. Because if they don't see anybody opposing what they're doing, they will just walk over top of you and do it. They'll just do it. Take, for instance, let's backtrack a little bit. Portland, Oregon, June 4th, I believe it was. It was my birthday, actually. Right-wing free speech people were planning a protest in Portland, Oregon. This was a week or 2 weeks after the guy on the train in Portland had gotten into it and threw racial slurs at the gals on the train and ended up stabbing three people in the neck. The mayor didn't want any protests going on and actually asked the federal government to pull any permits that they had already assigned to the right. Any of the free speech permits they wanted the federal government to pull because they were going to be held in the park that was a federal park. Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, wanted to violate the freedom of speech. He wanted to take your First Amendment right away from you. You weren't going to have a free speech. The right was not going to have a free speech. He continued to allow Antifa to have their protest the same day. He continued to allow, I believe it was the workers' union, to protest as well. And Ted Wheeler should take note that the only people that were violent and were a big issue and had to be flashbanged and tear gassed out of the city was the people that he was willing to allow to have the free speech, Antifa. So it's important for people to know what's going on in their community. It's important for everybody. When something like that happens, everybody should have been blowing up Ted Wheeler's email, asking him, what in the world are you doing trying to restrict people's right to free speech? You were sworn in to uphold the Constitution, not try to take it away from people. So anyways, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up. I know I've got like 5 minutes left. Like I said, I apologize to anybody in the chat room. If anybody was in the chat room for some reason, all I see is 123 flash chat and that guy's funky haircut in the side of his head. I'm going to do this once a week. If it becomes popular, I'll do it more. Real quick, before I go, head over to Facebook and search for Lone Wolf Patriot Radio and give me a like over there. You'll be able to stay up to date on what I got going on, when I'm doing shows. If you're interested on being a guest on the show sometime, by all means, message me on Facebook at Lone Wolf Patriot Radio. I'd love to get some people in here to chat with me. Also, go over and check me out on Twitter. You can look for One Wolf Patriot Radio. That's the number One Wolf Patriot Radio. Or make it easy. This was an older account that I had set up that I revised. At Ken's _ Journey on Twitter. Follow me there. If you guys happen to like what you heard tonight, by all means, let me know via Facebook, via Twitter, via comment section on the archived version of this. I will be back next week. We're going to go into a little more detail on what you can do as a lone wolf patriot. Till then, God bless. Have a good week.